We'll have to ask Moshe, but he's not on yet, but I'm sure he'd know. Okay, so we are. So why is it allowed to dry your hands on Shabbos? So if you learn like the Ri, it's because the towel is clean. If you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, because it's Derech Loch Loch, we cleared, what would Rabbeinu Tam say if your hands are totally clean? Is it still true? Probably yes, it's still probably Derech Loch Loch. According to the Tur B'Shem the Bahag, it's because there's only a little bit of water. According to the Riva, it's because you're not mechaven l'kibbutz. According to Maram, it's only mutter if my towel is made out of wool. According to Yireyim, it's taka aser. Except the Yireyim has the kula that if you shake off your hands and they're not very wet, so then there's no concern of shvi'as ozeo kibbutz. So at the end of the day, how do we paskin? So the first question I guess we should figure out is what is the Mechaber's opinion and what's the Rama's opinion? So both the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, L'chora, would be matir this. Do we accept it? So let's try to figure out what the Shulchan Aruch says. So let's take a look at Simen Shin Beis, Sif Tes. So Mutter Litein Mayim, Agabi Mina L'Shaftecho, Avlachabso, Dehainu Shemeshaf Shef, Sido Zeh, Sido Zeh, Aser, Avo Beged Sheyesh Alav Lichloch, Aser, Afilu L'Shaftecho. So if you have beged, like a towel, so then if it's dirty, you can't pour water on it. So the mashmos is that if it's clean, it's mutter. Sounds like the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Ri. But he says, beged sheyesh alav lech lech. Oh. And this is the diak of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, yeah, taka mechaber holds like three. Let's take a look at the Magen Avraham. Okay, it's later on. Okay, so we'll get back. The Magen Avraham Yavit, it's Chaf Aleph on Sif Yud. So we'll get back to the Magen Avraham in one moment. But the Magen Avraham we'll see in a second says that this. Oh, picks up on this diuk and says the Mechaber is learning like the Ri, that the only reason it's aser is because it's dirty. The Gra, though, says, right over here, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, Sheyesh Alav Lav Dafka, Dabez Yosef Lesley Haisvar Lachalek Ben Yesh Olo, Kamoshkas of Bebez Yosef. Mechaber doesn't hold to this. What did the Mechaber say in Bebez Yosef? So what I think he means is that the Mechaber in Bebez Yosef says that the Rabbeinu Tam, or the second answer in Tosfos, rejects the first answer. In other words, that's not entirely clear from Tosfos. Tosfos first presents the answer of the Ri, then he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. So maybe there's no machlokas. It's another answer. So the Beis Yosef said, no, it sounds like from Tosfos that the second answer rejected the first answer. So therefore, the Gra is medayik, that it's mestaber then that we wouldn't hold to the Ri's answer. And then he says, which is not the most clear-cut diuk, the kasa b'sif yud harochets v'chulei. So what does that mean? So sif yud, the Mechaber says, harochets yadav tov l'nagveim b'kawach, zu b'zu, l'hasher mehem amayim, k'fi yecholto kodem shikanachem b'mapa. It's best to clean off your hands from the water, shake off your hands before you dry them. Why? That's the Yireyim. Says, so you see, says the Gra, that he clearly rejects the Ri. According to the Reed, there's no problem drying your hands without shaking them off first. That lechor isn't a mochrach diyuk, because he doesn't say you have to. He says told, recommended.
Green Thomas also, they're both.
Yeah, okay, we haven't gone to Rabbi Natarian. First, my question is, the Mechaber hold of the Reed? So the Magen Avraham says yes. The Gras says no, and he brings two rayos. Raya number one is because the way the Beis Yosef read Tosfos was that Rabbeinu Tam rejected the Reed. Again, I don't know if that's Mechaber. Because, okay, maybe that's what Tosfos held. Who said the Mechaber Haskins that way? I'll call upon him. And then the second deal also doesn't seem that compelling because it says Tov. So either way, how does the Gra read the Shulchan Aruch? Why does the Shulchan Aruch say Sheyesh Alav Lech Lech? So he answers, Al Lishna Damas Nisan Nakat Mishum Seifel Mekancha. In other words, it's Lav Davka Yesh Alav Lech Lech Huadin Ein Alav Lech Lech, and it just mentions it Agav because the Nafkanin is for the latter. Fine. Now, what does the Gra say? What does the Magen Avraham say? So as we said, the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud says Tov L'Nagvim Aval Medina Shari. In other words, the Mechaber said Tov, recommendation, implying that Medina is Mutter. Kevan Shein Bo Lech Loch, because they're clean. Kamo Shekas of Rav Beis Yosef Siftes. Where did the Rav Beis Yosef say that in Siftes? Like we just said, that in Siftes he says Sheish Alav Lech Loch. So the Magen Avraham understood the Gra, understood the Mechaber as following the Re Medina and saying that's Tov to follow the Yerayim. Good. What the Gra? Why does the Gra learn the way he does?
Just to clarify, the one that everyone's talking about, the shafts, you thought that the Yerayim is supposed to be for when you have nine moving? It's talking about the drying itself.
The drying itself.
Because the
Yerayim very good. So very good. So that excellent. So let's get to your question. So here's the big problem with the Magen Avraham. So the problem is Simen Shin Lamed Dalet Sifchav Dalet. So over there we're talking about the Dleika, and he says, "What do you do in this case?" So the Shulchan Aruch Machaber again has three opinions. Number one, Yesh Omrim She'en Yacholiten Alav Mashkin Kedei Shechabe Kishiyagi Alahem. Number two, Yesh Omrim Shemot Alasos Kain. So you can't pour water on the edge of your white tablecloth to put out the fire. So he paskins like the middle opinion, which is Rosh Bab. So this works very nicely if you learn like the Gra. But if you learn like the Magen Avraham, there's a problem. How do we explain it? So the answer is exactly what you were just saying, which is that you have to say, and this is what the Machzis HaShekel answers, that that's Gzeirish Mishum Schita. The reason why it's Machmir to pour water on the tablecloth is not because of Kibos, because he holds like the Reed. If you're assuming your tablecloth is clean, it's going to be Mutter. Rather, it's Gzeira Atu Schita. That's what the Machzis HaShekel answers. And he points out that if you learn this way, you have to say the Mechaber was chozer from what he said in the Beis Yosef, because in the Beis Yosef, he said that the Rashbam was machmir als kibus, and the Shulchan Aruch citing the Rashbam is only concerned about schita. Whereas the Gra over there says, no, the Mechaber didn't change his mind, and that's because of achshash kibus. So we have here machlokas between the Gra and the Magen Avraham how to read the Mechaber. The Gra himself, though, is mego. He thinks that you're not machavin l'kibos, and therefore it's okay. And as long as, according to the Gra, it's clean, and there's no kavana l'kibos, it is mutter.
I don't think so. The Yerayim himself, his chumra is not because he doesn't hold their shari. His chumra is because
shat kibos. Yes,
right?
Shat shchita.
So I mean, when the Magen Avraham says that it's only... It's mutter medina because the beggar is yucky, doesn't necessarily mean that he thinks the
right,
reed
which is exactly how the Machzis HaShekel was defending the Magen Avraham. No, you're just saying it's even more meduya because that's what the Rebbe himself holds.
No, I'm saying from Machzis HaShekel, maybe I'm assuming. So I thought it was much better to me from what Rebbe was saying. proves that the reed might not hold of the heter deflux. And you can you draw your hands on a
that's a question
on a,
does...
dirty, on a dirty baguette according to the reed? So I thought from the machaber it was clear the answer is yes, because the machaber assumes that, and that's definitely the bare halachos understanding of Maskana, that everyone holds with their heter deflux.
Correct.
And the reason the machaber is quoted to the Urayim is because of Chash Schita. So when the Magen Avraham there quotes the Re, he's saying that if the beggar is Naki, there's no Chash Schita, which would be an Esercutus. But in terms of the actual drawing, when we looked at the holidays, that's their football.
Okay, could be. That could be. I hear what you're saying. It's consistent with the Master Shekel. I don't think he made that point, but I think it comes out the same way, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, maybe I misunderstood. I thought Rebbe was saying that the heter of derech lechlok is mutar
b'machlokes against Rebbe. That is the shaila that the Bir Halasa is unsure about, right?
Right.
So I don't think that this is taking a stance on that necessarily.
Okay.
In other words, I was explaining the mechaber according to Magen Avraham without taking a stand on that question.
Okay.
Like as the Haraya, the Prima Donna doesn't show that. So, but what you're saying, I think, is also true.
The Prima Donna is not saying that way against the Machaber. The Prima Donna is saying
yes.
The Machaber is clear.
Correct.
The source of the Urayim.
Okay, I hear that point. Yes. Enochinami. Okay. Fine. So that is that. Now, what about the Rama? So the Rama in Sif Tes says, Ahaga, veged she'ein alav lechloch, motor lases alav mayim u'atim, velo merubim, shema yischat, yesh osrim b'chol inyan. So what is that yesh osrim hold? So the first opinion is l'chor the re, and then the yesh osrim disagrees, but only atz chash schita, atz yesh osrim the whole Indian. So it sounds like Ulititu Derech Lech Lech Shari. In other words, Yesh Osrim is Rabbeinu Tam, who's Matir Derech Lech Lech, but otherwise Machmir. So the Stam opinion is like the Re in the Ramah. And then in Sif Yud, the Ramah accepts Rabbeinu Tam. So it seems like we accept Rabbeinu Tam and we accept the Re. If you follow the Ramah. Which is interesting because maybe they're arguing. Again, that goes back to how you read Tosfos, right? But the simple understanding is that way. So I'll call upon him. It's very pashat why you can dry your hands for Ashkenazim. And like we said before, there's no need to be machmir to shake off your hands first. Okay. Now, what about Shriya? The Veged Naki. So we said before, there's two opinions in the Rama. He seems to be Megil. But the Bir Halacha writes that when it comes to a Oraisa Shaila, you should be Machmir. In other words, he thinks that Rov Rishonim are Megil. We don't accept the Re. But if it's a Chash de Oraisa, you should not soak a clean cloth, even unless it's derech lech lech. That's what the Bir Halacha says. So what do you do? In the following case, the Bir Halacha and Shin Beis, if you has the Fang Shal, you want to give your baby a bath on Yantif. And it seems like they used to put like a bath mat, some type of towel. That's the way I imagine it. You have, you know, nowadays the baby baths are nice and let's imagine, you know, you were trying to give your baby a bath in a wooden bucket. So you can't just put the baby down in a wooden bucket. So you put a towel down underneath it so the baby won't get splinters. Okay, great. But how could I put my towel into this clean water? So if you hold like the Re, it's going to be okay. Assuming my towel, my bath mat is totally clean, so I should be able to put it into the bathtub. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, maybe this will be Aser. Why? Because it's not Derech Lech Lech. Why? Because the bath water is also presumably clean. So he says, well, here we could be Mako. Because if the baby needs a bath, it's a cholish ein bo sakana, and he basically says this overcomes two obstacles. Number one, kibbutz. Why? Even if we don't accept the ri, but still at the very least, it's ein tzrichel gufa. Why? Because ein kavanaso b'shvil a kibbutz rach latzia tachas hakatan. Meaning to say, at most, this is a psikration to loech b'slay. It's ein tzrichel gufa. And therefore, it's mutter. Now, does that mean we're willing to be mekel from halacha she'en etzvichal gufa for a chol she'en bo sakana? That is the view of some Rishonim. That's the view of Tosus, for example, that he derives from Goneach Yonek and other cases, but not necessarily the way we paskin. So why is he be willing to be mekel over here? The reason is, like we said, that when it comes to a derabbanan shayla, he's willing to be samech aneri. So this is going to be mutter according to the ri. It's a derabbanan shayla because it's en etzvichal gufa, and therefore it's going to be okay. At least for chol hashem bo sakana. And then there's a second thing which we're willing to be matir because the baby's a chola, and that is the chash shchita. We'll see shortly that normally we might not allow you to put a towel into a bathtub because of chash shchita, and we're going to be mekel on that. But the Mishnah says, since this isn't so pashut, if there's a guy around, you should have the guy put the cloth into the bathtub if possible. So again, we see that he's not so excited about following the ri, but push comes to shove. At least when we're dealing with the Rabban and Shaila, we could follow the ri. And the impression you get is really he thinks Mikra didn't. We probably do follow the ri, but it's recommended to be Machmir. Then the Bir Halacha quotes Pima Gadim, who seems to be Mekel, even if the towel is dirty, since it's Malach Shen Srichel Gufa. And the Mishabur objects to this. He says, during the week, let's say you put the dirty towel into the bathtub, then you might hang it out to dry because it's cleaned. You'll have cleaned it. In other words, it'll end up cleaner than when you started. It almost seems like the Prima Gadim is saying that if the primary intent in this case is not for malacha, not to clean, it's to give the baby a bath, then it's considered eina tzricha legufa. And the Mishabur is saying, no, we have to be concerned with your secondary objective. And since your secondary objective is accomplished, namely that this is now cleaner, then it's shricha legufa, and it would be aser. That's the impression you get, though it could just be that they're disagreeing with the mitzias, and the Prima Gadim is denying the secondary objective. I'm not sure, but it's an interesting machlokas, and if indeed the Prima Gadim is going that far. Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about the chash schita, which we keep on bringing up. So when do we have a chash schita? So there seems to be a little bit of a stira, and the Gemara is about this. The Gemara in Kuf Mem Zayin Mabes is Tan Rabbanan. Mistapik Adam Ba'aluntis U'menichal Achalon. So you could basically dry off with a towel after you've bathed, assuming it's mutter to bathe. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that if we have a chance. Otherwise, we'll have to figure out some other time to talk about bathing on Shabbos and Yantif. So according to the Chachamim, there's a problem with drying out. And therefore, immediately after you've dried, you have to put down the towel. And the reason is because of chash shchita. And Reb Shimon is mekel, he's not worried about schita. And the Gemara says that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, because Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan and all paskin like Reb Shimon, and that's the pshak of the Rif, the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Ches. So it sounds like we don't worry about chash schita. Now, here we have machlokas, chachamim, say there is a chash schita. Reb Shimon says there's no chash schita. We paskin like Reb Shimon, no chash schita. The problem is there's a couple other places in the Gemara where we are concerned about chash shchita. So one of them is, we saw it in Bamat Tomnim, if you remember. The person put like a sudder on top of a barrel, and nazaf by Rabbi, I think. Why? Because we're afraid that the sudder is going to fall in, and you're going to take out the sudder, and you're going to squeeze it. So we see where choshesh gzeira atu shchita. Likewise, in Eluk Sharim, the Chavet maybe already started Eluk Sharim. So the Gemara over there says that someone's pogea ba'amas amayim, zimnim dimitvasan mane maya v'asili de shchita. So we see again, we're worried. We don't allow you to get things wet. And if they do, then you can't hold them or handle them because of achshash shechita. So what's going on? Why are we matir the aluntis? Why are we gozer in other places atu shechita? So we find three terutzim. So the Ran asked this kasha, and he quotes from the Rashba the following answer. Really, we should have asered the towel because achshash shechita, except that if we would have asered people to dry, then they wouldn't have been able to bathe. And you guys remember from Perkira, we saw that that's exactly they actually even tried that. They tried to aser bathing. It didn't work out. People couldn't handle it. And therefore, they had to be matir in this case. In other words, essentially, this is an exception. And in this case, so as to allow for people to bathe, they weren't gozer atus chita. And that's the psak of the Magen Avraham, Simen Shin Aleph, Sivkata Nun Ches. And he says that's the pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah, Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Vav, writes that when it comes to wet clothing, or Aser Lataltalem, Shama Yavu Lede Shlita, Vuhu Shemak Ben Almeimav. In other words, normally we are choshish that you can't handle wet wet clothing, wet cloth. Why? If you're makbid al meimav, we're afraid you're going to squeeze it out. So why are we makel for the towel? We're makel for the towel basically as an exception to the rule. Quotes the Ran. Then he writes, well, maybe nowadays it should even be aser. Why? Nowadays, things, times have changed. We can manage without bathing or showering. So therefore, since this is really a kula that goes against the rules, so maybe the kula doesn't apply anymore. Then he says, L'chamim weren't gozer on towels, and therefore, even though the reason isn't there, we could still be mekel, and he thinks that's the halacha, basically. But he says, better to be machmir, but probably mikradin. It's still mutter. So what comes out again is normally you can't handle these wet clothing unless it's eno makbid al meimav. But maybe we'll be makel for drying yourself off. But answer number two, the Sefer Truma cited by the Elia Rabba. And he writes that no, towels are okay. That's my muatim. Lo gazru al tiltulo shema yisot. Meaning to say, like, what happens when I dry myself after I take a shower? It's not like my towel is like dripping water that I could squeeze it out. It's damp, it's moist. And therefore, that's why it's mutter. So when is it that we're gozer mishum slita? When there's a lot of water, when there's a little water, there's no gzeira. And that's what the Rama writes in Shin Beis Siftes that we just read, that when quoting this, right, uvega in the first opinion, vega chen alav luchluch mutter lase salav mai muatim, like the Rish says, v'lo merubim. Merubim is achshash shechita. Muatim, no problem. Good. The third answer, but other Rishonim we'll see seem to disagree. They think that aluntis is my merubim. I'm not sure if that's a machlokas matzias, a machlokas in the level of concern we have towards shechita. But al kolpanim, it seems like it's a machlokas. The third answer is in the Gra, Shin Aleph Sifkatan Kovav, cited by the Mishnah Berurah as well. Mishnah Berurah Shin Aleph Sifkatan Kuf Ein Gimel and Shaar Tzion Reish Yudalad. And the Gra holds that the reason why we're not worried about a towel is because you're eno makbid al meimav. In other words, tam aluntis, you don't, like, who squeezes out their towel? Even if you could squeeze out the towel, what do you do after I take my shower? I don't know, I hang up the towel to dry. I'm not makbid to start squeezing it out, even if I could squeeze it out, or I put it in the laundry or something like that. And that's why we're makel. That's why we're makel. So there's no shashlita. How do we paskin these three answers? Sounds sort of like the Mishnah Berurah, that we accept all the answers. Now, typically, in the towel case, I think we don't have to worry at all. Why? Because when, like I said before, when we dry ourselves with a towel, it's mayim muatim. I think that if you try to squeeze, you know, if you start off, if you take a shower and you dry yourself off with a dry towel after you're done, even if you tried to squeeze the towel, I don't think anything would come out. So obviously, in that case, there's nothing to talk about. Yes?
And then the hand towel, if you have like 20 guests.
Yeah. So that's where this Shiloh would come up in theory. That's where it could conceivably be a nafgamina. So we saw in Siftes, Shinbei Siftes, the Rama writes that even when there's no chash kibus, like if you hold like the reed putting some water on a clean garment, we are machmir when it's a lot of water, when there's a chash shlita. Likewise, if you look at the Beis Yosef, Shin Beis, Sif Yud Beis, he says it's aser to lenagev kos, shayav bo mayim. In other words, you can't dry your dishes. Why? Because of achshash shchita. So the kitzer, we are choshesh when for achshash shchita. So now the shaila is, when do I have to worry about this practically? So I would have said, the answer is, if there's a concern, there's a concern. And if there's not a concern, there's not a concern. In other words, what would I do during the week? Is this the type of thing where I might squeeze it dry or not? Is there a shear? So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says a shear. He says the shear is Tayfeach Amanas Latviach. I thought that's a little not so pashut for two reasons. Number one is something could be Tayfeach Amanas Latviach and still not be Shaykh to Sita, like a towel is oftentimes Tayfeach Amanas Latviach if it's pretty wet. But I don't know if you could necessarily do shchita. Moreover, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa himself asks on his own definition, because in Shin Aleph, Mishnah Berurah Kuf Ayin Hei, he writes that a towel is considered mayim muatim, like we said before, and towels are often tofeach amanas latviach. There the Mishnah Berurah cites the Rashba that it could be mutter anyway. But the point is that the way I would think is that if there's a chash shchita, there's a chash shchita. If there's not a chash shchita, there's not a chash shchita. Now, just one other point. If it is partially wet, so then the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says you can't carry it because of a chash shchita. And he writes from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that if it's wet from something that you don't launder with, then it's not us or Lataltalo. You can't actually squeeze it, but let's give an example. I don't know, some milk or some orange juice or something like that falls on the floor. I take a rag and I clean it up, or even a towel and I clean it up. And now it's partially dry. Let's say the corner is dry. I want to pick it up. So that's okay. Then it's mutter Lataltalo. Why? Because even if I did Srita, it's not really going to clean it. It's not the Dara. Nobody cleans their towels with orange juice. But otherwise it's a problem. So now the question is going to be a very common question. Am I allowed to clean up a spill of water with a rag? Again, we're not really worried about kibbutz over here. We have both the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. Start chluchluch, assuming the rag starts off as nucky. So the kibbutz is not going to be a problem. I spill water on my floor, right? So I want to take out a rag to dry it up. So there's no kibbutz issue, meaning to say there's no shriyasos el kibbutz, so both Ri and Rabbeinu Tam would be matir this case. Question is there shash shchita over here to clean it up? And let's assume for a moment that it's not a psik resha that there's going to be shchita, but is there a shash shchita? Is it aser because maybe I'll clean it? Do I have to be choshe shema yischot? Again, we saw the Ramah in Shin Beis, Sif Yud, says that for my, or Sif Tes, for my Merubim, there's a Chash Shchita, if you're Makbid Al Meimav. So, what's the din? Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kata Shin Beis, Sif Kata Nun Aleph, says, yeah, if it's my Merubim, and you're Makbid Alav, then it's Aser. The question, though, is this considered Makbid Alav? Maybe I don't really care that there's some water, dirty water soaked into my rag. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah at Sif Katan Nun Tes writes that if it's a, something, it's a smartut that's miyuchad lakaf, then you're not makbid, and it's lakule alma shami. So I thought, therefore, it should be mutter to use a rag to clean up a spill. Certainly, you can use paper towels to clean up a spill. But someone who wants to be more environmental, not use rags, not use the paper towels, they want to use rags, l'chaira, that should be okay. And likewise, Mishneh Berurah, Shin Aleph, Sif, Katan, Kuf, Ayin, Beis says that. And this is also the Pesach, this is going to be one question, in the Archa Shabbos, Os Samechei, that if you have a smartut hasuyim, smartutim hasuyim l'nikuli hashulchan v'aritzpa, ukiyotze b'zeh, so then there's no concern of Zerushem HaYeschot. But the Aruch Hashabbos says, let's say it's a towel, not a rag, so then it's Aser, because then we've seen already your makbid al meimav. Now, I wasn't so sure that that chaluk makes that much sense in the following sense. Is there a practical, more of a concern for shechita for a rag versus a towel? I don't think so. In other words, when I use a towel, so it's not, and I use it to clean up a spill from the floor, then I'm not going to squeeze it. The only time I would squeeze the towel at that point is if I wanted to, let's say, clean up more water, right? And go for round two. But that would equally be a concern with a rag. In other words, a rag also, if I wanted to go for, if there's a lot of big spill, and I would go for round two, then it would also be a problem with shechita. And the answer is no, that we're not machmir on that, like the Mishneh Berurah says, if it's a smartut miyuchad l'kach, because we're worried about the shechita of laundering. And therefore, this is not a concern. This is not b'chalal the gzeira. The gzeira is that you're going to be socheted because you're machmir al meimav, meaning to, you don't want the water to be in there. Right? But the same thing is true for the towel. The towel, it's not like, I'm done with this. If I used it to clean up, it's a hand towel, right? So, but I didn't have any rags. So I used my hand towel to clean up the mess on the floor. It's not like I'm going to return it to its spot on the hook for people to want. I'm going to put it in the hamper. So I don't think that there's more of a concern for shechita for hand towels than there is for smartut. So LMI, it's going to be a low plug, but the low plug is if you're makbid al meimav and eno makbid al meimav, you're equally eno makbid al meimav. So I thought that either way it should be mutter, whether it's a smartut or a hand towel, unless you're going to say no, either way it's aser because of the concern that you're going to squeeze it to go for round two. But since l'chor it's eno makbid al meimav, meaning to say, I don't care that this is water in it, I'm going to launder it regardless. If anything, I would think maybe you're more makbid al meimav for the smartut, because then maybe you'll squeeze it out and use it again as a dirty rag, but you're not going to use it again to wash, you know, to dry your body or dry your hands. So if anything, maybe you could say fakert. Now, the psak, this psak might have made more sense, like in the days of the Mishneh Berurah, they weren't such mifunakim, so they might have, yeah, they would have cleaned up the floor and then squeezed it out and then used it to dry yourself. But I think the way we live nowadays, it's hard to see why that's aser. I do think, though, a mop would be a problem. Why? So a mop is meant to squeeze out, right? Every mop, more or less, has a handle, a gadget, a twisty, different types of things that's meant to get out the water that's absorbed. In other words, your mop, but al meimav. So I would think that a mop is, we are gozer shem yisro. When you use a mop, you don't when you use it once, you don't throw it in the hamper to wash. Even eventually you might wash it, right? But you squeeze it out, you use it again. So a mop, I think, would be an issue. If you spilled, so could you use a mop, like you spilled water, could you use a mop? So if it's a little bit of water, so then, right, mayim mu'atim, then I think that would be okay. If it's orange juice, it would also be okay, because we don't have a chash of shechita, because in that case, shechita doesn't help the libun, and that's made. That point's also made in Dirshu note Shin Aleph, note 125. What about I'm just going to get to give to it first, just last point on the on mops and things like that. We have in our house, I don't know how to describe it exactly, but it's called a dual action microfiber flip mop. But what it basically is it's a mop, but it's not a mop that is meant to squeeze out. It's just basically a dust mop or something like that, but it's a mop that doesn't have a Srita component. So in that case, it would be okay to use it to clean up a spill. In other words, it's not like a standard old-fashioned mop where you stick it in a bucket of water with soap and then you mop and you squeeze it out when you're done. This is a mop that's not meant to absorb water. So I think since you can't really do Srita, that's okay, unless it's a Psikresha. There's so much water that when you use the mop to clean up the spill, that inevitably it will do Srita. So that might be totally the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid, because it has a handle on it. So maybe according to the Ravid, it would be much even if it is a Psikresha. But I assume over here, unless we assume it's just surface water and no absorbed water, going back to wipes, I would think that if it's a Psikresha, it would be Aser. If you're not sure it's a Psikresha, it's probably Mutter. After all, it's low Echbesle, low Nichole. Your goal is not to do Schita. It's like if Safik Psikresha, the low Nichole, you could probably be Mekel. But I would think if it's a Vadai Psikresha that you're going to do Schita, then it would be a problem. Yes?
In terms of, let's see, a blot on the floor. Would you be able to pour something else onto it and have it be different?
I don't see why not. Yeah. I don't think that's not like a particularly effective way of cleaning up, but yes. I guess so. I don't see why not.
In terms of Rebbe's argument on Mishabura?
No.
Because Mishabura is the one who said that he used Mahat between the Tim Yuhalakah.
Yes, but I'm saying the Mitzios nowadays is different than the Mitzios of the Mishabura. In other words, there's no more of a Chash Shlita on a hand towel there than there is on a rag. If anything, it's more of a shashrita on a rag than a hand towel. So that's what I was saying. I'm not arguing. I'm arguing maybe with your Orcho Shabbos, though. I don't know what he would say exactly, but I don't think I'm arguing on the Mishnah Berurah, because I think that that was, if the Metzias is that there's a shashrita, then I agree it's going to be Aser. During the week, what would happen? Would you squeeze it or not? No. After you cleaned up the water from the floor, you'd throw the towel into the hamper, right? You have no need to do srita. There's no, it's essentially eino mak b'dal meimav, right? So you're right. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't sound that way, because the Mishnah Berurah is assuming that for a towel in this type of situation, you'd be mak b'dal meimav. But what I'm saying is that nowadays, it's eino mak b'dal meimav. Yes.
You can be concerned about yayin.
White wine or red wine? I would, white grape juice or red grape juice? I would assume we are mako on that shayla. Again, anyway, I think there's no shash. You're saying you have to be worried of a shash shlita, right? So if you can be mako for a towel, then you could surely be mako for grape juice. Now, if you can be mako for water, you could certainly be mako for wine.
Let's say you spill the dish cup
all. Right, and now, but I'm saying for a rag, if we're going to be mako, assuming it's not a psikresha, so here too you could be mako. I think we have to make up a gzera. Yes, go ahead.
In that case, can you pour water?
Why not? Well, I don't know what you're hoping to accomplish by pouring water on your
pitcher.
You
don't want it to be sticky. You can just take a towel.
So here's a good question. Okay, so let's say, what's your table made out of?
Or glass. I'm saying any table.
Okay, yeah. So then that would be fine. Yeah. Okay, well, I was wondering if you're going to say plastic tablecloth, which we'll get to soon. But yes, if your table is made out of marble, so you first clean off your water, your wine, then you pour some water on it, and then you could dry off the water. Why not? If you think it's mutter to dry off water, then you can. Yes?
Just to clarify, the only case where it's usher to clean up spills is water.
You can't, well, if it's a psikresha, it's going to be usher.
So now, yeah.
Al tzeiras chita, Anytime you're machbed al memuf, that's what I'm saying. So when are you machbed al memuf?
Me personally?
Yeah, you personally. So that's if the answer is you're other than a mop, you're not. So then you're not. So I'm just trying to apply the dinim of the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't mean to say any chidushim. Okay, now besides the gzeira mishum shlita, which we've talked about, there's actually also a gzeira shama yachabes. If you look at Sif Yud Aleph in Shin Beis, it says mishen eslach lecha yado betit mitchat mekancha biznav sus uviznav hapara. Now this is, by the way, an interesting shaila al tzmuksa, because usually horses are muksa. So there's a very fascinating Bir Halacha. Quotes one answer that says, yeah, we're talking about it like a horse tail that's just like hanging. There's no, it's not attached to a horse anymore. But the Bir Halacha thinks that's a Docha Kukimta, so this gets into Tiltum and Muksa. Could you mean Miyachid an animal and the like? But I guess we won't get it. We're trying to avoid these exciting Shailas. So, okay. So that's not much of a Siddish. And then it says, Umapa Kasha Suya Lachos Bakotzim. This type of, I don't know, this mapa that you use to go picking roses. Now, here we're not afraid of schita. After all, your hand is full of mud. So you can't take a towel and wipe off your hand. So this is a new zera. This is not atu schita, this is atu kibos. So, does this apply? So the answer, I think, here is, again, only if relevant and probably not relevant. Why not? Because what would you do when you have you dried off your hands with a towel, your dirty hands, your muddy hands with a towel? Would you go and immediately launder it? No, you'd throw it into the hamper. And when you get around to doing the laundry, then you'll do the laundry. There is no low plug over here. Just like, for example, the Shulchan Aruch was matir for the cloth that was used to deal with the kotzim, so it's mutter. In other words, in that case, there's no shashkibus, so it's mutter, right? Just like it's mutter to, I don't know, blow your nose in a handkerchief. We're not worried that you're going to go and launder it immediately. In other words, they were only gozer this gzeira atu kibus for the types of clothing where the derech was to immediately be machabeset. And we probably don't even have anything like that anymore. At this point, more or less, this is what I thought, and I think the Archo Shabbos says a similar thing. It's Ha'arach Avdalad, and also Rav Eliashiv quoted in Dirshu, note 54. There's also some other interesting shilas that come up, like Bittul Kli Mechana or the like, but I think typically it will not be relevant. Okay, good. So now our shaila is, what about plastic? We're almost at contacts, but let's first talk about plastic tablecloths. So we have a plastic tablecloth on Shabbos. We used to have it was like a cloth tablecloth with a permanent non-disposable plastic tablecloth on top. And then we got this like fake leather tablecloth. But fake leather is also plastic, as far as I could tell. So the shaila is very common shaila, right? Let's say some grape juice spills, right? It happens just about every Shabbos. So what do we do? That's why we have a plastic tablecloth. So we said before you could take a napkin and mop off the grape juice. That's certainly going to be okay. No chashos there. But now your tablecloth is all sticky. What about tomorrow? So the shaila is, are we allowed to clean the tablecloth? Well, what do I want to do to clean tablecloth? Let's say spritz some water on it, and then wipe it down with a paper towel, with a napkin, something like that. So what's the din? So we have to figure out how we treat plastic. If we're going to treat it like cloth, that will certainly be aser. Shri aso zeo kibuso. If we treat it like wood, so then that's going to be mutter. In your case, where you have a marble table, that would be okay. What about, what's the din? Maybe we should treat it like like soft leather. Soft leather, we know the halacha is that you're not allowed to rub it. You could pour water on it, but that's not going to help me. Then I'll just have a puddle of water on my tablecloth. What I want to do is I want to put some water on it and rub it. Yeah.
Really? You know that the grape juice isn't absorbed on top of the sticky. So pouring water is no problem because you're also going to do so.
Well,
then,
you're assuming that it's not cloth. Okay, right. So you're going to say, good, and then what?
And then just taking the paper towel or towel and just wiping it away.
Well, so that's not so pashut because let's figure out how we're going to treat this plastic and then we'll be able to know what the din is. So Rav Moshe says, me'ikar adin it's mutter, but he recommends stringency. This is Igros Moshe Yardea Chelek Beis Siman Ayin Vav. It's at the end of the tshuva as like a side point. And he writes that it's mistaber that it's mutter. So everyone would permit mayim bekalos. He thinks that shifshuf mikradin is mutter, but he recommends being machmir. So at first glance, it's very hard to understand. The only thing that's aser is shifshuf biyadayim b'chozek. So rubbing gently is going to be okay. But why is even rubbing gently okay? So why is he machmir not to do shifshuf b'kalach? If it's like wood, if it's like marble, so then it's shifshuf b'kalach is mutter, right? You're allowed to wash your dishes. So Elamai, he's saying, no, we have to be choshesh to treat this like ore. Why? Because even though Mikradin, he thinks it's not like ore, it's not absorbent, but it sort of looks like ore. It's soft, it's pliable, it's not quite like wood or metal or marble. It's even fake leather. So therefore, we should be machmir to treat it like ore, at least betaras chumra. But if we're going to treat it like ore, betaras chumra, then even doing it gently should be aser, right? So what is the logic? Where? Why does he have this pshara? So I think the pshat is, and I think I might have seen Rabbi Ribiat suggest a similar point. The pshat is like this. Remember the Mishnah Berurah told us that more or less after that whole arichos, that when it comes to leather, so there's a violation if you do shifshuf b'kalach. If you rub it gently, so that's an iser d'rabbanan. And therefore he's saying, when it's a d'oraisa shayla, so you should be machmir, maybe treat this like ore. But if it's a d'rabbanan shayla, so then you could be makil and assume this isn't like ore. So therefore, if you do it b'kalach, it's like we have to be machmir, and that's wrong. So you shouldn't scrub down this plastic tablecloth. But you want to just put some water on it and then rub it down gently. So even if it was ore, that would still only be nisa d'rabbanan, and therefore on a d'rabbanan shayla, we don't have to be choshish that it's like ore. That's l'chora, the logic. Now, why m'ikar hadin does he think it's even okay to be m'shafshish b'kalach? After all, there's an iser of being m'shafshish b'kalach on hard leather. So it's true, it's an issur d'rabbanan, but still, even hard leather. So the answer is, because he's not mikra adin, he's not even choshish, this is like hard leather. Really mikra adin, this is non-absorbent. So this is like wood. Yeah, it happens to be pliable and soft, but it's like mechatesi, it's not like wood, it's not like stone. And wood and stone is mutter. And the truth is, it's sort of interesting, because plastic is somewhat absorbent. Even my old plastic tablecloth, if you did not, we had two of them, but one of them, if you let the water sit on it for a long time, it would actually go through to the bottom below the tablecloth. But still, you know, wood could also be a little bit absorbent. Nobody ever said that you can't wash your wooden dishes, even if they're a little bit absorbent. So therefore, he thinks that mikra din, this isn't treated like hard leather. Mikra Adinus is treated like wood. And therefore, really, shifshif b'kalach is mutter. But as a chumrah, you should really follow, you should be choshesh for a potential de'oraisa shayla, that it's like soft leather. So therefore, alach l'maisa mikra adin, you could clean your tablecloth as you wish, you could even scrub it, but b'taras chumrah, you recommend only doing it gently. But I still think it's a chumrah, someone who who's mako, they certainly have ami lismoch. There are those who are even matir l'chatchila. If you look at Dershon note 47, they quote from the Or Letzion, and no, it's mamish like a kli eitz. You don't have to be machmir at all. And one place the Shevet Alevi says this, and one place it doesn't sound this way. They quote from Rav Nissim Karelet that at least for kalim to be meikel. Now, we'll get back to this maybe now, maybe next time. Just because we're meikel for tablecloths doesn't mean we'll be meikel for all plastic. Like when we get back to the contact shayla, some plastic is very absorbent, like the soft contacts, and then we'll have to revisit it. But when we're talking about these type of more or less non-absorbent plastics, like the tablecloth covers or the tablecloths themselves, where you definitely don't want them to be absorbent, that's like the whole point of these tablecloths. They would undermine the whole purpose if they were very absorbent. So that's where at least Or Letzion says totally mutter, and Rav Moshe says better to be machmir, but only with respect to shifshuf. And there are those that are machmir entirely. And they say, no, that you have to treat soft plastic like soft leather. It looks at it like leather. It feels like leather. And therefore, you have to be machmir. But I think one could follow Rav Moshe. Just one more thing. So what about a pacifier? Or a bottle nipple or the like. These are other cases of soft plastics, and these are very common. So let's say you drop your, you want to wash a baby bottle nipple, right? Very soft. Not very soft, but somewhat soft. And here you want to scrub it, right? Why? Because it's dirty. It's filled with gross milk. Found a bottle under the couch. Hasn't been used for like 3 weeks. You can't find any other bottle. And so you want to use this bottle, but it's mamish gross. So you want to take the bottle brush and scrub it. Okay, bottle brush, probably no shashchita on those types of things. So the question is, but could you clean the plastic bottle? That's going to be the shayla. So Shlomo Zalman says that for the tablecloths, it's aser. The soft plastic tablecloths, we have to be smachmir for soft plastic tablecloth. So I thought for sure it should be usher to scrub the pacifier or the bottle nipple or the like. But, and the Orcho Shabbos quotes this chumrah of Shlomo Zalman Orbach by the plastic tablecloths. But then he says, you could be makel for the bottle nipples. So I was very perplexed. Again, this is in also in Dirshu note 47. So you could wash the pacifier, you could scrub the pacifier, but you can't scrub the table. So what's going on? Which one is it? So either I would say they should be both mutter, like the Or Letzion, or they should be both aser. Rav Yosef says they're both aser. Why in the world would you come up with this pshara? And again, this is the ruling of the Orcho Shabbos, that you have to be machmir on the tablecloth, but makel on the bottle nipple. If you're going to, so he permits the bottle nipple because it's only surface cleaning. It's only on the surface. So, but that's also true on the tablecloth. Maybe he's choshesh that for the tablecloth, you're trying to get out absorbed dirt. And you don't care about absorbed dirt in the bottle nipple. But your tablecloth, you want it to be clean. But I assume you wouldn't want to absorb dirt in your bottle nipple also. So maybe he thinks that tablecloths are more problematic because you're worried about appearance. I don't know. I can't really understand why the Orcho Shabbos is machalik. But he is. Dish gloves, I think, would be mutter because that's going to be... Derech luch luch. even if you happen to be agav mishaf shef. Now, by the way, even though we've been talking about plastic, if you weave the plastic into cloth like polyester, then again, it's going to be more chamor. Here we're talking about plastic, which is non-woven, like the tablecloth case. Yes, Gabe? Yes.
I think that these things are completely
non-absorbent. They're pretty non-absorbent. Either they're completely non-absorbent or they're mostly non-absorbent.
So it's not to be machmir. Is that they're absorbent?
The tzad to be machmir is, I guess, because it's somewhat absorbent. It's hard to say it's a low plug because they weren't gosher on plastic, right? Unless you say there's a low plug on anything that's soft like leather and pliable, but that seems like a big chiddush. I think that the reason why they're machmir is because maybe there is somewhat absorbed. I can't say it's totally non-absorbed, just to give you a mashal, like with these plastic tablecloths. So, like when they're new, they're very clear. And after a while, they get dull. And even if you scrub them with soap and water, they still are dull. And the reason is, I think, because they've like absorbed dirt. Maybe if I put them in a washing machine, they would get cleaner again. Could be. So we can't, and we can't say that they're totally, totally non-absorbent. I assume that's why they're machmir. In other words, we're not, and the same thing with the bottle nipples. Are they totally non-absorbent? We can't say that definitively, and that's why they're machmir. So I understand why you could argue to be machmir, because we're not 100% confident that they're non-absorbent. And therefore, we should be choshish for shifshuf at the very least and treat them like soft leather. But then I don't know why you would be machmir for the tablecloth and not machmir for the nipple. That's what I didn't understand. Yes, Gabe?
Given that by hard leather, it's a co-op.
That's what the Bi'ur Halacha says, yes. And it's a drabanan.
Even if you're a banan, that's good.
No, we are machmir for that. That's what he means. We halacha lemaisa are choshesh, that it's aser to be mishafshef b'koach on hard leather. Is that the reason why he says? I don't know. We have to look back at the Bi'ur Halacha. That is his bottom line. But I have to run. So what are we going to do? Tomorrow we're going to start with contact lenses. That would probably take us like half this year. If anybody wants to borrow the Ein HaBdolach, Halachos of Sefer on Halachos of Contact Lenses, I have it, if you want to look at it. And then we are going to continue with basically the next big sugya is stain removal. And Minar Taliso, from Avak, from Tal, and that will be tomorrow. I hope to finish tomorrow. I don't finish tomorrow,